This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing with your host, Steve Jorgensen.
The title of the book, Mr. Penny and the Dragon of Domeville. The story of us, and the author is Lucille McConnell, and Lucille joins us now on Indie Book Publishing. This interview brought to you by Balboa Press. Hello, Lucille.
Hello, Steve, and I want to thank you so much for inviting me to be on your interview show.
Well, it's just great to have you with us because we're going to learn how to literally get rid of our national debt. We hear all about it. We hear about the $16 trillion, which is beyond comprehension. It just demoralizes most people. They don't know what to do, but you have a plan, and it's just fantastic about how to retire the debt. And this book, is, of course, it's geared toward children, but, boy, adults can learn from it, can't they?
Yes, that's a wonderful thing about this book. It's like a myth. It's the new American myth where we are the heroes that we are looking for, and we are empowered with a little law that's unknown by most people, Public Law 8758, signed by President Kennedy in 1961. And this law empowers every citizen, regardless of age, to make a contribution on the condition the money can only be used to retire America's national debt principle.
Now, Lucille, first of all, before we get into more about your story and your passion, your mission in life, let's find out more about you.
Well, I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney since 1987. I started the Fund to End the Deficit, a non-for-profit corporation, back in 1993 when I found out about this little law. I call it the Statute of Liberty, aptly enough, since it allows us all to reclaim our liberty and act with choice. My girlfriend and I said, well, we can do a better job than these politicians. And we said the citizens are the root of the government. Why not engage the citizens in an active give-back program to help redeem America and pay down the debt? So we started off. We had the Rock the Debt concert attended by 11,000 people. We did Rock the Debt concerts around the country at college campuses. We created the Penny Parade for children in elementary and high schools, taught that all over the country, created the Susan Vaughn Liberty Clayton Awards. She was the woman who left the $20 million in the beginning. That was the impetus for the law because back when she died in 1960, citizens couldn't tell the government how to spend their money, which, of course, we can't now. This is the only opportunity that we have, this one law. And a law had to be passed to let her make a donation to retire the debt. One congressman from Florida, Charles Bennett, and one citizen, Susan Vaughn Clayton, and one president, John F. Kennedy, forged the first Partnership for America's Future. And this was such an inspiring story. I read the congressional record and the history, legislative history of this law. It was passed in 3 months through both houses. Every time it came to the floor, there was a unanimous decision to empower the citizens of our great country to participate in the undertaking of retiring the national debt. And I say it's time to reinvoke that spirit.
Well, I agree totally. And what's great about your book is teaching our young people, our children, because it has to start with them. They have to be a part of this, don't they?
Yes, it's that every citizen can participate. And that is really the beauty of Mr. Penny's Penny Plan. Because everybody has pennies. You probably have a penny jar at your house right now. I know I have one. My son has one. And we're holding our pennies. We're going to have a penny rally here in Baltimore. And I have a big Mr. Penny suit. We're going to have Mr. Penny come in person and have a photo op for everyone that turns their pennies in. And Mr. Penny has a new campaign idea. Instead of turning campaign donations into these different political parties, Mr. Penny's campaign plan is turn that money in to retire the national debt that he has declared his write-in candidacy for president. He doesn't want a dime. He wants all contributions to go to retire the national debt under Public Law 8758. And that way, your money will start working. You'll make an election by just turning in your money. And I think that's really appropriate here on Election Day, Steve.
Well, it is, especially when you think about the hundreds of millions that have been spent on these campaigns this
year.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Exactly. Now, the dragon. Now, it's Mr. Penny and the Dragon of Domeville. Tell us about the dragon.
Well, the dragon at first was cute and even useful and helpful to Uncle Sam. But Uncle Sam was duped because, of course, a little baby dragon is going to grow up into a big grown-up dragon. And this particular dragon developed a taste for money, burnt money. And he would char the bills of the land of us and devour them along with the hopes of the citizens of us at an alarming rate. As farmers feed hay to their cows, this dragon was devouring all the money of the land of us. But he didn't like pennies. He would spit pennies out. So Mr. Penny got the bright idea that, hey, he doesn't like pennies. We're immune to the dragon. So we have a key that we can unlock to defeat this dragon and reclaim the land of us.
And so he goes to where else? To Uncle Sam.
Well, it starts out that by mistake, a fax comes over his fax machine. And he knows it's a mistake because he sees the People's House letterhead. And it's a fax from Uncle Sam, who's alarmed that now the dragon is so big, it's actually smashing airplanes, jet fighter planes, out of the sky with its tail, and threatening to smash all of Domeville unless Uncle Sam keeps those dollar bills a-coming. So Mr. Penny takes the fax and heads out to Domeville. He lived in the little town of Meville. And he heads out on a little expedition to Domeville, bearing the fax. He gives it to the guard at the People's House. The People's House takes him to the receptionist. The receptionist takes him to the special assistant, and the special assistant ushers him in to the office of Uncle Sam, who sits behind a huge wooden desk that has been the desk of all the governors of us since the beginning of us. And so Uncle Sam eyes Mr. Penny, because Mr. Penny, of course, is the puniest citizen of all of us, and says, "Ha ha, what are you going to do about a dragon? The dragon can't even see you." And Mr. Penny says, "Never underestimate the power of a penny. And I can rally all the pennies of us and bring them here to Domeville to defeat the terrible dragon." Well, of course, Uncle Sam had to have some convincing because, of course, the penny looking a little puny all alone. But when you glom a whole lot of pennies together, Steve, guess what? Every one of those $15 trillion is made out of 100 pennies.
Exactly.
And just as the penny is the smallest denomination of our currency, the citizen is the smallest denomination of our democracy. So Mr. Penny convinces Uncle Sam. He says, "Never underestimate the power of a penny. Remember, the pennies are buying back the rainforests in South Globe and saving the atmosphere of the planet. Pennies contributed to the bombing victims in Government City. Pennies built the base for Lady Liberty. And pennies refurbished and re-engineered the USS Constitution. And there's many other things that pennies have done over the time of history of the land of us." So Mr. Uncle Sam says, "Oh, well, why not? We got to do something." So he gives Mr. Penny a big empty train that Mr. Penny pledges to bring back to Domeville, filled with all the pennies of us. And Mr. Penny heads out with his trusty fax machine and begins his tour to gather up all the pennies. Now, you might say, you know, some of the pennies are going to be a little grumpy and say, "We know those Domeville types. If you give them anything to get rid of that dragon, they're just going to take more from us to give to the dragon. They'll just let the dragon get big again." And Mr. Penny says, "Maybe in the past, but that's not the way it's going to be now, because we got our eye on them, and we're going to make them be accountable to us." So the little grubby pennies that have lost their shiny side, they put up other arguments. "Why don't we just bomb the dragon, just nuke him?" And Mr. Penny says, "Destruction is not our way. We have another way. We have the way of negotiation. We have the way of conflict resolution. And we can do this working all together and cooperating." So he says, "And the beauty of my plan is you don't have to come if you don't want to. It's all voluntary." So the shiny pennies sing a song and dance their way to the train that sits puffing at the station. And the shiny pennies jump on the train, and they're all happy. "We can do it. We can do it. We can take new strides. We can turn back the tides." Mr. Penny heads out. And comes a day when it's time to go back. Although the train's not full, the clock is running out. Once they turn around and head back to Domeville, the dingy, grubby pennies want to get on the train. "Don't leave us behind, Mr. Penny. Take us with you." and Mr. Penny stops and lets them all on board. And no one is surprised as those grubby pennies when they turn shiny and new and join the penny song. The bright penny song rings out through the night as the happy train chugs back to Domeville. Once they get to the station, they all get together and they tell Mr. Penny the story of woe of the dollar dragon, the dragon's dollar diet on their land of us. Schools are collapsing, roads are collapsing, bridges are in disrepair, seniors don't have health care, students and children can't go to school, there's no loans for businesses because all the money is being burned up by the dragon. So Mr. Penny says, next stop, the dragon's lair. The train chugs out and stealthily chugs into the dragon's lair. Mr. Penny jumps off the train bravely and runs over to the dragon, tapping him on the toe. Can we talk, dragon? The dragon is oblivious to Mr. Penny and continues, you know, looking off into space. Mr. Penny goes, runs back to the train, gets all the pennies out. They roll up into a giant penny man, which rolls over to the dragon. A flame as big as a boxcar shoots out of the dragon's mouth, trying to singe the little pennies. Oh, pennies! Remember, the dragon doesn't like pennies. So all the pennies hold their ground, and Mr. Penny sits on the nose of the giant penny man to confront and negotiate with the dragon.
And I think that's where we end you explaining it all, because you can't give away the great ending of the story.
I agree.
And I love what you said. Never underestimate the power of a penny. And if I may, never underestimate the power of every individual citizen of the United States of America.
Exactly. Because with 313 million citizens acting as one, there's something big going to happen.
Well, and we can make it happen. And that's what I love about your story. This isn't trying to look to government to cut this or cut that. We're in a mess, just like World War II. We were in a very, you know, we were up against incredible odds against this incredible evil, but America pulled together everyone. They bought war bonds. They did all they had to do to make sure we could defeat Hitler, and we can defeat the debt the same way.
Yes, working together as one. That is the beauty of Mr. Penny's story. It demonstrates the four foundational principles of citizenship: choice, reciprocity, giving something back; stewardship, valuing what you have and wanting to pass it on to the next generation; and unity, the power to work together in cooperation and facing adversity and overcoming obstacles.
Well, everyone can go to, they can go online to MrPenny.net and learn more. There's certainly, this is just the beginning of the story. The rest of the story is when we retire the national debt.
Yes, just think of this. Just visualize this. A debt-free America, vibrant and strong. An America that's keeping its promise to all citizens and all generations. That's our vision of the future. And we can create the future of our choice. We are not victims. We are victors. We are empowered to make a choice and have a voice. And, as Mr. Penny says, the power to choose is the power to create.
Again, that public law is Public Law 8758, back in 1961, you said, when it first went into law?
Yes, and citizens have been making contributions regularly under that law since the beginning. And I wanted to also let you know, Steve, that citizen contributions to date in 2012 are already at $7.6 million. That's like seven times higher than the average. So there's a lot of people out there that are already taking their destiny into their own hands. And I say, if we all join together, we can defeat the dragon.
And all the after-tax royalties from this book will go to retire America's national debt.
Yes, that is my pledge. My pledge is to act on this choice and to demonstrate there is another way, America.
Well, give us one last closing thought, Lucille.
I think we're at a time in history, and I think that at this particular time in history, it's our time to shine, that we have the choice to choose the future that we want to hand off to our kids and our grandkids. and we have the choice to leave a legacy of loss or a legacy of love. And as Mr. Penny says, it's not about politics, it's about love. Choose the legacy of love. Donate your pennies to retire the national debt. Get this book to give your children and your grandchildren a wonderful story, but more than that, a wonderful future. We are so blessed to live in America, and at this time of Thanksgiving, what better time than this to give something back to the wonderful country that's given so much to us?
We've been listening to Lucille McConnell. She is the author of her book, Mr. Penny and the Dragon of Domeville, The Story of Us. Lucille, tell us how to get your book.
You can order the book online at www.mrpenny.net. And you can also go to www.balboapress.com. And I believe it's on Amazon and on
Barnes
all
and
those
Noble.
Different
yes,
online
all those
stores.
Exactly. All online retailers. You can get this great book. Well, Lucille, thank you so much for being with us on Indie Book Publishing.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Steve. It's been really fun.
And this interview has been brought to everyone by Balboa Press.